Today we'll be Ezra Hashem be learned of Mem Hei of Masech Desoita. Some of the topics we learned about include, our parak elaborates on the process of Egla Arufa, the calf that is decapitated when a murdered body is found, and the Ritzeich is unknown. And this is one of the Nemarim B'Lashon HaKodesh, the mitzvah's kriya that must be stated in Lashon HaKodesh only, as taught in the Mishnah at the beginning of the 7th parak, Daf Lamed Beis. As part of the process, the Beis Din must go out to the site and measure the distances around the Cholol to determine the closest city, which must bring the Egla Rufa. There is a machlekes regarding the number of Sanhedrin members who go out to the site. The Mishnah's halacha of Nimtza Tomen Begal, Oy Tolu Be'ilon, Oy Tzof Al Pnei Amayim, Loy Hoyo Arfen. If the body was discovered lying under a pile of stones, or hanging from a tree, or floating in the water, they would not bring the Egla Rufa. The Gemara discusses several halachas of Shikcha. If a field owner forgets a bundle of grain in the field, he may not come back for it. He must leave it there for the poor. Does this halacha apply to tamen, grain concealed beneath the ground, or not? The Gemara elaborates on this question of tamen regarding both shikcha and egla arufa. The concept of efshel etzamtzim or efshel etzamtzim, whether a person is capable in making an exact measurement. The machlekes Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Kiva regarding lekoivrei, where do they bury the chol? And regarding me'ein hayu meididin, from which part of the chol do they measure?